And once again, we find ourselves in Cocktail Corner, proudly brought to you by Teeling Irish Whiskey.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Kia ora koutou.
Good evening.
It's good to be here. Good evening, Caitlin. Do you notice how I just changed the inflection on good evening and it meant two different things? Pretty powerful.
You're reading into it a bit much.
I think so too.
It's like aloha.
Hey, well, welcome to the BFM studios. Right. We've got Tom, we've got Gwilym here. You guys are from Hancock's. And you've got a bottle of Teeling Irish Whiskey, which we're getting an affinity for here on the BFM Drive Show because it's making some delicious cocktails and it looks like we're about to have a dram by itself.
Yeah, well, I reckon we're having it in the cocktails, but I also like to get it in a glass so at least you can see what it tastes like by itself.
It's quite a light whiskey, yeah?
It is, yeah. Yeah, Irish whiskeys generally do tend to be, as we talked about last week, they tend to be a little bit lighter. They're a little bit more...
Is that because they can't wait for them to get out the barrel? They're like, it's good now, it's good.
Exactly, that's the exact reason. Yeah,
really?
That is the exact reason. Yeah. They're just eager. They're the most eager of the whiskeys.
I can relate. So to be Irish whiskey, it has to be aged for at least a year and a day, to be sure. So the day is to be sure.
Oh man, you're blowing my mind right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Pulling my leg.
Like, actually,
it's true.
That's actually the case.
You're blowing my puny little mind.
It's the most bizarre but kind of amazing thing ever.
I'm happy. This is a great day.
I'm going to take a sip of this.
It's quite. Today we're trying the Teeling single malt. So this is the.
Mine's doing that thing where it gives you that cuddle from the inside, you know,
yeah.
That nice warm little...
Oh, it's a warming one. Well, Teeling, as with the two previous ones we've tried, it is a slightly higher ABV, so it's sitting at 46% ABV. So it's got a little bit more heat to it, but it's as my favourite texter from last week said, it's smooth.
Smooth.
Are
you texting in, John?
It's other stuff too, though.
I've had a couple of beers, so I'm getting like... It's got like almost the mouth feel is really the S word.
Ooh. Soft?
It is, it is. It is
soft.
It's I mean, so...
Smooth.
This is a very special expression from Teeling because this is actually finished in five different casks. So...
What?
So basically, when whiskey is first made, it's put into white American oak, and then from there, it's split off into five different casks, and that brings the flavors and the color that we're seeing today. So we have Cabernet Sauvignon, we have white Burgundy, which is basically Chardonnay, but it's...
Flash white Burgundy.
No, it's not, mate. It's white Burgundy.
It's
very
white
different.
White Burgundy.
And you just stick to your guns on that.
Yeah,
instead of Cabernet Sauvignon, I believe you should be saying Bordeaux barrels.
As soon as you said the Teeling was 48%, I sort of leered for my seat. I was like, oh yeah, it's not that far away.
You just need to know which direction to fall in and you're good.
But also... Look at my seat there.
It is beautiful. That is a fine leather couch you've got there.
It looks like if anyone ever like crashed on a couch in Oster the Grouch's place, that's what that stool looks like.
It is. I don't want to say nightmare, but it is a nightmare stool.
Is it Halloween?
It's
Halloween yet, is
somehow
it?
this seat has a singlet on. I don't know.
Oh my
god,
that's so good.
That's
I like that.
Look, we'll put a picture of the seat up on our Facebook page.
Do you give them a prize for the best name of the seat? I think the seat needs to be named.
Oh man, that's too long. If you're naming something, that's too long to have it around.
You can always recover it.
It looks like it's been around long enough, though.
Back to the cocktail corner. Sorry, guys.
Anyway, so as I was saying...
I'm going to sit on this seat.
Bordeaux casks. White Burgundy, but you've also got Port, Madeira, and Sherry casks.
What's Madeira?
Madeira is... Gwilym, you want to take this one?
So, Madeira... Madeira is a fortified wine from a very specific port in the bottom of... So, who's familiar with Sicily? That's where the mafia comes from?
I'm familiar with fortified wine. We had some fortified wine at Freemasons dinner that we went to the other night.
Mm.
That sounds great. Are you guys Masons now? Are you
none of your beeswax. Why? What do you want to know?
Sorry, we can't talk about it.
Do they have pyramids? There's pyramids.
There's pyramids in
Freemasons, isn't there?
Tell me more about this fortified wine.
Anyway, so it's from a little town called Madeira, and basically they take a white grape, make it really, really sweet, add some sugar to it, add some booze to it. So that's why you're getting these sort of like sweet, sort of slightly raisiny notes coming through, almost sultana notes, which really then fall away and you start getting the vanilla from the white oak, aka the old Jack Daniels barrels they buy real cheap because the Irish are stingy.
Cool.
Boom. That's harsh, but
I can relate.
True.
It was that was delicious and very easy to sip on given its straight horsepower coming in at 46%.
It is.
Mm.
But it's 46. You weren't listening.
What was I adding to it?
It's
vibe.
Yeah.
Totally.
You're hyping it up. I like it.
What happens next? You've got like a couple of very nice sort of crystal style small glasses.
Yes. So as this is Cocktail Corner, we're going to make a cocktail today. So what we're going to do is...
man. It's a little bit play school.
Surprise, surprise. Right in your eyes.
What's the shape today?
So today we're going to do a nice simple one, actually. I thought let's pair it back and do something real simple because this is a really complex whiskey. Because you've got those five finishes, you've got all sorts of flavors coming in. You've got, like Willem said, from the Madeira, you've got those raisin flavors, you've got the red berry fruits coming through from the port.
Yum.
You've got the sort of melon and pineapple coming through from the white Burgundy.
That's going to lift it a bit, John.
Yeah, yeah. And then you've got sort of cherry and plum notes coming from the Cabernet. So there's a lot going on. And what we're going to do is we're going
to
do a sour. So
there's a big old thing of lime juice here as well, a lemon.
Yeah, lemon juice. So I've mixed up a little bit of lemon juice, and you can use any sort of sugar, but I've used agave for this one.
Ooh.
And so this is quite simply, we're doing, what do we end up doing? Two parts of this mix, of this lemon and agave nectar mix, and then we're doing one part of the whiskey.
Where the heck do I get agave from?
Great question.
Any good, as I mean, my answer for this always seems to be the same, but any good Glengarry's retailer will have this. This is a really good one. So it's made, Herradura, which is a tequila maker. They make a beautiful agave nectar.
Herradura.
H-E-R-R-A-D-U-R-A.
Okay, so are we like,
can you use it in a sentence,
are we one part lemon and one part agave, equal parts? Is this...
Roughly.
You're basically going to want to go. Essentially, it's about 45 to 50 mils lemon juice.
Yep.
About 10 mils agave.
Wait, he's gonna do it right now.
And then 30. I've pre-batched it.
I see what's going on.
Okay, batched it. And then you go in the 30 mils of the whiskey.
30 mil whiskey. Okay, into a shaker.
Into a shaker. So yeah, so 60 mils of my mix and then 30 mils of my whiskey. So I'm now just going to get I'll put the mix in. Now I'm going to put the whiskey in. So I'm going to pop it now.
Please do.
It wasn't super successful last week, but let's see how we go this week.
Oh yeah, that's good.
That's kind of good. I'm happy with that.
Can deal with that.
Solid pop.
Oh yeah. So then quite simply, whack those bad boys in there. And then I need a bit of... Oh, would you be able to ice me, please?
This is going into a Boston shaker.
So this is going into a shaker, yeah. So with your whiskey sours, the great thing is, a lot of people, they think sour and they think, oh, I don't like sour things. But the great thing about sours is sour is the great way. It's the it's like the champagne of the cocktails. It's the one that gets you going. It's what it gets you salivating. Whoa, that was a bullshit. Yeah.
Also, citrus is good before a meal, correct?
Yeah, exactly. So it's gonna get the saliva going, which is, as we all know, saliva is good for breaking down your foods and I think something like that. And
moistening the mouth.
There you go. You have a bit of moistening going on. And
I
we
suspect
all love
saliva is good for a whole raft of things that we have no clue at all.
Exactly.
I've rolled a few joints using saliva.
Yep, absolutely. Super useful for that. And also really good for digesting your stuff.
Let's air a piss of saliva real quick, actually.
I'm done with that. I'll give that round of applause.
No, so you've shaken this on ice, and rather than strain, you've just banged straight out of the shaker into a tumbler.
Into a tumbler, yeah. So that's just the old shake and dump.
A.K.A. Grandma's...
Homestyle.
Grandma's ashtray.
So it's real simple, and as you'll see, you've got that, as we always say, it's that balance between sweet, sour, and spirit.
Although if you had a if you had a cut, like a dry lip or something, this will snatch. John's got one.
Oh,
John's got a dry lip, everyone.
How's that feeling?
Are you all right?
You got the tingles? Got the tingles?
No, this is actually, I sit right by the air conditioner at work and I've got a straight dry lip, which is split right down the side. So I'm drinking through the left side of my lip, everyone.
To avoid the cut.
What would stop that if you wore one of those things that like the dogs wear when they're space dog and they've got like a sore and they're not allowed to eat it?
What, like a cone that? Around their neck?
Yeah, because then the aircon would sort of draft around John's head.
Or you could just wear a face mask.
What do you reckon? Aircon, eh? Aircon politics in an office. Fuck, no thanks. But
no, don't get me started.
But then who's got the control of the thermostat, man? Whew.
Now, one thing that would you be able to ice me again, please, my bro?
Always.
One thing you'll notice is, yeah, so normally you wouldn't really use a single malt for a cocktail, because you'll notice that although you get that sort of initial burst of like the sour, there's a little, some sort of honeyed notes coming through there.
Agreed.
But the aftertaste is what is really going to start playing through here. So you're going to see a lot of those notes that are coming through from the whiskey are really going to sit with you afterwards. So you're going to notice those red berry fruits.
It's extremely delicious. There's a good amount of tang.
Yeah, right. And so it's that kind of cocktail that you'll go back to. You can have a couple of them. It gets the saliva going. Then you can move on to other things if you want. But you can certainly get into your, because I mean the one thing you want to do when you're having a meal is. Is you know drinking too much water is you know you want your digestive juices to be doing their thing.
Agreed.
You know, you feel me?
This is, I'm getting all the flavor from the whiskey and the citrus.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously quite a boozy drink, but
yeah.
I'm getting the flavor of the wonderful whiskey, but without that heavy booze. You know, like it's not, the booze isn't overpowering on the flavor palette. It's just like I'm getting a bit of everything on this.
Oh yeah,
it's really simple and
sweet, sour, mint. What are we? What's it called?
Spirit. This is just a whiskey sour.
So
easy as that. There is also, if I can interrupt you so rudely.
If I ordered this, would I get this at a bar, or would I need to say something specific?
Well, this is what I was about to lead into. Is there some collective consciousness going on here?
Just eye contact.
I like it. So basically, what you can do is you can, a lot of bars, when you order a whiskey sour, or maybe in the past if you had had a whiskey sour, it has been sort of frothy, foamy, quite creamy.
There you go. That's how you slip this past the keeper. There's no egg white in here.
Yeah, exactamundo. Yeah, so there's the egg white, which is quite often in use, but not a lot of people pull out, you know, have a bit of egg white sitting in their fridge or, you know.
Annoying egg, by the way. That's
right. Yeah, right.
What am I supposed to do with the yolk? I don't want to be wasteful.
Exactly.
I haven't got time to bake at the moment. I'm about to have a whiskey sour.
Boom. But we also mustn't forget our vegan friends out there. There are some people who do not eat or drink
this
eggs.
This is better. This is better than a whiskey sour with the egg white in it, I reckon.
You know, you can make a vegan version, though.
You can.
To purists go, that's not a whiskey sour then, if I'm cruising with this, though.
No.
Well, traditionally, I mean, the egg white
They? Who are they to say it's not a whiskey sour?
Right on.
Who's that guy?
Right on, Doug.
Tell him, you know, fuck you, man.
And not.
You say that. You say that to him.
Right? Yeah. You look at him in the eye and eye contact.
Plus, hey. Chickpea juice, man. Who needs egg whites when you can have chickpea juice?
Hey, man. Fuck you.
Yeah, right?
Chickpea juice.
But yeah, so Gwilym's exactly right. So you can actually use an alternative to egg white is this stuff called aquafaba, which is the stuff when you drain chickpeas, that murky. Kind of gross looking water is actually an awesome thing for cocktails. You can put that into the cocktail. It doesn't add any flavor, but it does, it's sort of an emulsifier, so it foams up. You can actually also use it to make vegan meringues.
So what do you say? Just can I have a whiskey sour, hold the egg white?
Exactly.
Fuck, I need to grow up a little bit when I get out of the
living. You're getting older, you're getting more experience. It's good. I like to see it.
You've got
to
demand a bit more.
The Herradura is probably, I feel like that is probably also a little bit of an understated hero in this.
Absolutely.
Agave?
Yeah, agave is great. I mean, you can have sugar, which is cool. You know, everyone loves sugar. But the agave, it brings some nice. It's because it does have those sort of honeyed flavors.
I sense a round of applause for agave.
Yeah. Good on you, agave. We love you, bro.
Get down with your bad self.
Yeah.
Wait, agave's a dude?
Well, I mean, I mean it in like a kind
mind
of
blown.
A non-gender
thing.
I'll tell
you the blue agave, man.
My sisters are my bros too, you know? I don't want to go down that road, but I mean, the cool thing is that if you've got that the old agave nectar in the fridge, you can chuck that bad boy in your coffees. You know, anything that you kind of would use sugar for, whack it in there. It's good.
Really good in baking.
Yeah. I mean, I agreed. I don't really do any baking, but I think
baking.
Yeah.
Shout-outs, Hancock's. Woo. Shout-outs, Teeling Whiskey.
Always a pleasure.
Shout-out to Whiskey Sour. Hold the foam.
Hold the egg whites.
Yeah, but they might try and put something else in there. They might go, oh, do you want some chickpea stuff? Like old mate, he was talking about. I don't even want
that. Bro, like, I think there's about four of us in New Zealand who like are down with Aquafaba. It's like people are just intimidated by Aquafaba. It's the name.
Tom, some good shit.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Teeling Irish Whiskey.